AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, Shot Jones, and OG Shante. It's time for Big Facts Fridays. What the hell is going on, people? What's up?
What's happening?
What's popping?
Shit.
Jay, you are leading us today on our topic. You got some shit you want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? So let's do that as you chew your gum.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So look, I got a couple of different things we want to talk about, but the first thing is, would you date a person that has a newborn baby, like male or female, for everybody in here? Being that you guys, if you guys were not married and all that shit, because I know I'm the only unmarried person in here, except for the
cheater. So that means you got to answer it. You
got to
answer that shit. I don't even understand that life.
Like when you just met them or somebody you already knew?
Shit, if it's somebody you already knew, then you're not dating them. They're your friend, right?
I mean, it could be somebody you already knew and then y'all decide to take shit to the next level.
I mean, either way.
If it's somebody I just met, no. If it's somebody I already knew and I already understand a situation, possibly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the situation?
Like,
what? Like, if you met a dude and his the
girl was like 1 month pregnant when I first met her or some shit like that.
Oh, that's,
and then they not dealing with each other, and you obviously see they not dealing with each other. You can't say that.
That's enough for me, dog. It's too much. I'll be friends. You know, we can be friends, or, you know what I'm saying, we can be niggas, we can be like super cool and super close, but as far as like becoming emotionally involved with somebody that has that going on, no offense to anybody that has that going on, that's like, that's too fresh. Like, that's too fresh. Like, it's too fresh for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say like staying away from that will eliminate a lot of heartbreak and a lot of like extra unnecessary bullshit, but, you know, just kind of like keeping it on a level that you're comfortable with will eliminate a lot of stress on your end having to deal with him and this person that he just had this newborn thing with. You see what I'm saying?
Newborn thing.
I mean, not the thing, but like, call the baby a whole thing. Babies are like, whether you're with the nigga or not, babies are like a big deal and require a lot. So it's like, even if the nigga's a deadbeat or whatever, first of all, if the nigga is a deadbeat and he's not fucking with her or whatever, whatever, then like, why would you even want to fuck with a nigga that's not, you know, interested in, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on with his child? I don't know. Maybe I'm not making sense, but like, for me, like, that's too much. I'm not interested in dealing with that.
I think you don't have to be with a person to co-parent and have a child. And on top of that, like, just because somebody pregnant, it don't mean that y'all have to coexist and be together. You can still take care of your child and not be with that person.
Like, I totally agree, but I said a newborn.
You could coexist and take care of a newborn and not be together.
I say no.
That's your opinion. Me neither.
I couldn't do it because I become instantly a mother, or
that's true too.
You know, have to nurture to someone else, and I'm not
I don't want to do that.
So then it's like two mothers, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, because you're going to get attached.
It's confusing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's why I said I may not want kids.
That's true, too.
Or somebody else's kids.
Right.
Just keeping it real. You might not want somebody else's kids. What else, Jade? That's that on that.
Yeah,
I think everybody said no.
So my next thing is, would you invest your money with someone that seemingly has a successful track record, but you also are aware of the fact that they have previously been convicted of fraud in the past?
If the Wolf of Wall Street nigga hit me and said he had a play to get some money, mm-hmm. would Basically. I do business with him? Yeah. Shit, it's current. You know what I'm saying? Like, this
what
new,
you think, Black?
It's new money.
Yeah, yeah, because at the end of the day, everybody damn near doing fraud. They just ain't got caught.
That too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fraudulent in all type of, not everybody, but it's fraud in all type of business. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to ask a whole bunch of more questions about what we got going on and make sure my name ain't finna get wrapped up
what
into no.
What type of
what
fraud?
Type, yeah, what type of fraud?
Let's take the Wolf of Wall Street. It was all kind of fraud, stock fraud. He stole, well, finessed millions and shit, but he did his time, but he back out getting money again with new plays. And they could be fraudulent. There's always a fine line with that fraud shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cash out fraud going on, but hey. Everybody
I wouldn't want to get caught up in this shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I could do business. I could do square business with him because he's going to be hot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you doing business with him. I don't know. Okay. I think, let me put it this way.
I'm just going to say, like, from personal experience.
I can't
experience,
go do no hot fraud business with him.
What I'm saying is I might not start a business with him and have my name with him on the business, but I can do some type of, make some type of play with him.
But what I can say, like, for me, from personal experience, the people that I know that have gotten in trouble for fraud or whatever know more so what they're doing than somebody else that's just claiming to be aware of, like, financial responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, they're the best at it.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? They just, you know.
Fraud.
Got caught.
Yeah. They got caught, like he said.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like they did, like, they fucked anything up or, you know what I'm saying, no shit like that.
They might have.
They just got caught.
They might have. They might have fucked somebody's bank account up. Sometimes fraud, there's different types of fraud, right? So I guess sometimes fraud is at the expense of somebody else's identity and all that shit. You can fuck their whole life up. Mm-hmm. Or it could just be some fraud.
But what I'm saying is if they have the ability and the wherewithal and the know-how to fuck somebody's whole life up, mm-hmm. then they know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, which
right
means
or wrong.
That you could do business with them and they could fuck your life up.
No, nah, but risk. What I'm saying, no, yeah, it's yeah. a risk. But what yeah. I'm saying to you is, as far as their methods,
you saying that
if they have the culpability to be able to do all of that and destroy all of this and blah 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 successfully.
If I'm hanging out with a nigga that can beat everybody ass, then you happy because he can beat everybody ass, but he can also beat your ass.
Yeah,
that's basically what it comes down to.
So what I'm gonna do is
he can beat everybody ass.
But so what I'm gonna do decide, is I'm gonna learn what he doesn't like, and I'm gonna stay out of his way of the stuff that he doesn't like.
You're right, but the nigga just might not be right, and he might want to beat your ass.
I mean, that's the chance you take.
Or
but
do fraud. Let's take it back to do. He might like.
It depends on what type of fraud.
Yeah.
That's what I said. There's identity shit that business ruins fraud. People's lives.
Well, if you just been goddamn
swiping,
fraud in the bank, fraud in the credit system, like that ain't got nothing to do with me. But if you've been. If it was known that you stole from the people that was with you, then that's different.
Identity shit.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, then that turns into, like, that's not fraud. That's, like, thievery.
No, it's still fraud.
Fraud. Fraud.
No, but I mean, like not what I mean. Like, when you're defrauding the system, okay, yeah, like, it's I'm not saying fraud. That's cool, but I'm just saying, like, that's, like, some different shit. But if you are stealing from your people, then, like, you're a thief.
It's all fraud.
Yeah, because you.
That's how we saying this is
business.
All fraud.
Mm-hmm. No, but you don't get what I'm saying. Like,
no, you're saying that basically on some Robin Hood shit, we're kind of more okay with one, but not okay with the other on some Robin Hood shit.
Yeah.
I get that, but it's still fraud.
Yeah,
just like if you steal something, no matter who you steal it from, it's stealing. We might not give a fuck if you stole it from person A, but we might give a fuck if you stole it from person B. Still stealing.
Yeah, because it ain't, niggas don't look at it bad if you go steal out of the store, but you steal out somebody's purse, they're going to feel like you a thief.
Yeah, that's another. That's what I'm, exactly what I'm yeah, saying. That's right. Exactly what I'm saying.
I agree. But it's still stealing.
It's stealing, it's stealing.
It's still a thief.
It's still a thief. It's still fraud. I would just say that this kind of go back to the Big Facts Bible.
But if you steal from a corporate entity, you're technically not a thief. You're a scammer.
No, it's that's all wrong. Stealing is stealing.
Yeah, it's a thief. No matter what.
Stealing is stealing.
Thieving ass.
Yeah, stealing is stealing. We just might not give a fuck about one type of stealing. Like, oh, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you did that? Okay, yeah, we can still do what we do. But if you goddamn took a bunch of identities from a bunch of people in the hood and shit and fucked them up and they credit fucked up, we're going to be like, oh, no, we can't fuck with dude. Like, you fucking up the community. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
But what if a nigga took a bunch of money from a motherfucker that was in another city? You wouldn't give a fuck about that either.
It's still the community.
Not right. necessarily.
It's still the community.
What if you only got damn targeted white people?
That's still.
That's what
up.
I'm saying. It could be person A, person B.
It's still
B.
fucked up. But I'm saying, but niggas look at it like
it ain't us. It ain't me.
They deserved it.
He ain't taking nothing from no niggas.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what I'm getting at. That's how niggas look at it.
Right.
The me and the belief of karma. I don't necessarily think
them
that
saltines
way.
Can stand that shit.
See, that's to well, each his own.
But even when you fraud, people niggas that do fraud look at it like. These folks gonna get their money back.
Regardless. Yeah.
Yeah, when
regardless, if I know a loophole to get in the system and take these folks shit,
they get disputed and it's insured, coming right insured. Back.
It's like swiping.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like the swiping shit.
So niggas don't even look at that like they fucking over nobody. You putting up nigga at an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause they gotta go down and prove and do all that, but shit, and they feel like I took that from the bank. The bank finna pay them folks.
It's like how that swiping shit was. Yeah. Niggas shrug their shoulders at that shit.
So there's like a nigga goddamn back when all that loan shit was going on, nigga done they come to you and say, bro, I just made $1 million off this loan shit. It's fraudulent, but I'm ready to goddamn invest.
Yeah, we can do that. We can't get married in business per se. I ain't finna be there when they come knock on your door. But we can do business together.
But you see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, if I come tell you scream, I just hit these folks for their money.
Yeah.
I'm finna dump this shit in Big Fat just going to it.
Got nothing to do with that. Let's
but you
go.
Still, but how you ain't got nothing to do with it? Because I told you what the money would. That's how
I didn't
them
hear
folks
it. I didn't hear that part.
You're privy to that information.
You're right. Technically.
That's how them folks work.
Legally, right. You're right. Technically. But I try not to hear that.
I try not to hear it. I don't recall
what you
that.
You got some farms and shit? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, let's get this money. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that generally, sometimes, not everybody. Because, damn, I hate to say this. Okay, I know some good people who have been involved in certain shit. Mm-hmm. Let me put it that way.
We all do.
But generally, some people who will go to any extent to do certain shit could potentially do it to you, depending on your relationship with them. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So the motherfucker will go to the extent of, I'll fraud anybody. Mm. I'll rob, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit. They'll eventually might do it to you. Eventually. Maybe or maybe not. Just depending on your relationship with them. It go back to the question you just asked earlier about the kid shit. It might be depending on who your the relationship is with the person. Mm-hmm. What if it's somebody just off the street? You just walk up to you at an event. Hey, I'm having this money. I got this. I got these methods. Da 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 da. You gonna be a little wary. Like, is this motherfucker trying to scam me or get me in some shit? You see what I'm saying? But if it's somebody you know and they've been around here working, they move and you fuck with them. They good people, like we just said. Then you might be more open to it.
Duh, that's common sense.
I'm just saying. That's just...
Ain't nobody gonna fuck with a stranger on no scam
people
shit.
People do.
I mean, that's I'm not scammed. Saying nobody, but I'm saying, like, you're gonna be more inept to fuck with somebody that you know and that you're comfortable with as opposed to, like, a nigga that you don't know.
But if that's how people get scammed, that's all I'm telling you. They go fuck with somebody that they don't know. It's people sending their Cash Apps and Cash App logins and all that shit thinking this
but
for
who
the
does that, though?
They do. It's they happening do it right now. Time. Look at your DM.
Every day people pay.
They hit me every day, bro. I got $10,000 for your Cash App. Well, I ain't finna find out. Cause it's, you know what I'm saying, if it's that easy, we all be rich.
Get $1,000
I'm not
back.
Gonna give you my Cash App and my login and then wait for 10 bands.
I didn't realize people were really that stupid.
Every day. That's what scam is. Scamming and fraud.
Sometimes it don't be stupid, it be desperate.
Desperate too. Shit, ain't nothing in my Cash
App. What's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Shit. What's the worst thing? Only thing can happen is these folks gonna cut it off. Ain't no money in it.
Right.
That's a fact.
That too.
Yeah.
That's a big fact.
Yeah.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a question.
Go for it.
So, could you, it's still off the same thing of like stealing it, what Jay was talking about, but what if like one of your best friends just out here like scamming people? You know your dog is doing it, and then your dog come to you with a like a play. Would y'all still do that play? You know he be scamming everybody. That's your best friend.
I mean, that's more into the
question. Say that one more time so I can understand it.
Like, if your best friend is like, you know he be scamming or stealing from everybody, whatever the case is, fucked up, would you still, like, do business with them?
If he's my best friend, we already scamming together.
Right. We scamming together?
We already on that. Yeah. See, you my best friend. Yeah. You know, that when you started.
Exactly. I told you to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I mean, you know. That's part. There's many different hustles, and we're not here to tell people how to or not to hustle. All right. But that's just one of the more popular ones right now. So make your own decisions how you want to make them. Jade, yeah. Send that Cash App password, Jade. I'm gonna send the post to you next time they DM me. I'm like, hit Jade.
Y'all know real shit. I don't even use my Cash App because I'll never get all my money. When people be sending me money and shit, I'll never get all my money. So I just tell people I don't even have Cash App. I just tell them to tell.
Wait, how you gonna get all your money?
Because like when people send me money, like just say you send me $1,000 on Cash App, I'm not gonna get $1,000. I'm gonna get like $928 or something.
The fees.
No, you gotta wait them 3 days.
Right.
What y'all doing is y'all doing that instantly. That's why you're not getting all your money, because you're doing an instant deposit. And it take like a percentage off when you do it instantly.
Jay looks like a revelation.
But then if you wait a couple of days, it go directly.
How do you wait a couple of days?
It give you that option. Do you want it right now?
Do you want your money right now?
To Friday.
I don't even never, when I get
Cash. Are y'all talking about Cash App or Apple Pay?
Cash App.
When I get Cash App, I just leave it in Cash App. I don't even transfer it to my account.
That is true.
So I got to pay somebody else with Cash App.
Yeah, because it's going to be a Oh,
I can do that too. I gotta figure out how to do that there.
Yeah, it's like just a way.
So that shit goes straight to my bank account.
You supposed to be press a button to make it go to your account.
It just goes straight. It, like, if you send me a Cash App right now, it's gonna go straight to my account.
So oh, you got something going on.
The way you signed up, you made it that way.
Yeah.
You can make it the way.
No, mine, I gotta sip it.
I got a Cash App card too.
Yeah.
I gotta sip mine, but I just leave my money in the Cash App because I know. Shit, next 30 minutes, somebody's gonna call for some money, so I send
them. I gotta figure that out.
Yeah, you probably did something on your setup wrong where it just instantly deposit every time you get one. Nah, you need to let it sit and then wait a couple of days for it if you need it in your account.
So, so we're not for the new, we talked about a newborn day, and we are, what are we saying? Are we, not are we collectively, but are we fucking with somebody who does fraud or not? Nah? We're saying just depending on the circumstances.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah, it depends.
Business. When I say fucking with, not helping to do fraud, but are we doing some type of business with them?
Yeah, it depends on what they did and what the situation was.
Every nigga I know fraud. I want to do some fraud.
Excuse me. Flesh. Thanks.
It's just a way of life now. Like, not saying somebody should go do fraud.
Right.
Well, man.
It's one of the hustles.
You think, I'm sitting back now seeing, a lot of folk really didn't go to jail for that shit. I should have been in. Shit, that shit didn't turn out bad.
What, you talking about last year? 2020?
Yeah, bro. Nigga missed out on that money.
Some people went to jail.
Got some real money. Some people.
Yeah. But like I said, day one, a lot of it is the space of can you pay it back? If you could pay it back, you can avoid jail.
But it ain't even about paying it back.
I'm talking about what you do to
you get forgiven. Right. You get forgiveness.
Some of it can be forgiven, for sure.
I ain't saying when you use your name. I'm
right.
Saying
when you, you talk about the fraud people. Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
We talking about that shit back in the day, I can't tell no nigga. I just feel like I ain't gonna tell no nigga how to get their money, how not to get their money when I ain't telling them how to get their money.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? I ain't finna be the nigga like, you doing the wrong thing to feed your family when I can't tell you the right thing.
True.
So I'm gonna stay out your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't look down on you because I'm gonna do whatever it takes to feed mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
That's a big fact.
That's real. What else are we discussing, Jay, since you're on fire?
Okay, so here's another one. And again, you have to remove yourself from that married box just to figure it out.
That's hard to do, Jay, because we married.
That's the world we living in right now. So if you had a girl that was a stripper and you guys fell in love, got pregnant, started a family, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. And, you know, the first however long you got to stay in the house or whatever, the 6 weeks or months or whatever is over with, you know, the baby's growing healthy, whatever, whatever. And she wanted to go back to work. Would you allow her to strip again?
Y'all love to do what's in the heart.
That's real. That's
straight up. You got to.
How you met somebody, you can't be on some changing them shit. Because you ain't finna change what I do or how I do it. Exactly. So I can't be on that shit with you. Unless it's discussed that, hey, you know, when this happened, you're going to have to move away from that. If it's discussed and agreed upon, and then she try to go back on it, then that would be one thing. But that's bad to telling somebody how to get their money. If that's all she know, that's the only way she know how to get her money, then who am I to stop her?
And you in love with her?
See, did she created that situation. I don't.
What changed because she had the baby? She was a stripper before.
Yeah.
So why not go back to stripping just because you had a baby?
But I created what situation, though?
What, to fall in love? Just like you say, we create the situation.
So you gonna have a baby and a family and a household with a bitch that you don't love?
People have babies all the time.
You gonna goddamn. You gonna fall in love with a bitch. Exclude the baby out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You did all that other shit before. Yeah. And when the baby comes, you gonna switch up on the bitch?
Right.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're saying like.
No, I'm saying that people have that babies that don't love each other. Equation. No, I'm saying people.
No, but I said your baby, girl. Family, household, your girl.
Yeah, everybody will have a different situation. You asked me to walk into a strip club, see a stripper, and fall in love. You said take myself out of being me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't finna do that shit, probably, right? But for the purpose of this particular conversation, I'm just saying that. There are people that have families and babies and all that shit that aren't in love. That's all I was saying. Everybody have a baby not in love.
Facts.
No, I mean, that's true.
And families. There's people that have whole families that don't love their bitch.
No, but I'm saying, like, I'm talking about you love this lady, you love the stripper, for real.
In love with a stripper.
And now she's trying, now, like, y'all have been at home every day.
Yeah.
She's hanging with the baby, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have been cuddle, whatever, whatever. Now it's time for this bitch to get back outside.
Get back outside.
Would you allow her to go back outside, or would you try to keep her in the house?
Go back outside. That's who you are. Because if I stop you from being who you are, you're going to run off and be who you are anyway.
Yeah, that stripper money.
Can't stop nobody from being who they are.
But at the end of the day, it still falls back on you because...
As a man...
You putting the bitch in a situation where she feel like she got to go do that.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying? If y'all fucked up, then why? What the hell you mad for? Mm-hmm. What you pay for her to go do? Be a brain surgeon?
I'm screaming.
She already a stripper.
She's a stripper.
She already was a stripper. So, babe, we got to get back on our hustle. Right. That's your hustle. Mm-hmm. I'm in the business.
You know what you're getting into. Yeah. You knew what you was getting into. Day one is what I'm getting
into. But you got, I get what Jay's saying, because you got niggas out there that felt like once I settled down and had the baby with her, now she's supposed to automatically change. Like, you ain't even discussed this with her. So, now you upset.
Yeah, you got to add one more thing in there, though. Like, you settle down, have a baby, and I'm gonna take care of you.
Mm. But see, the thing about that is, some females don't want to be taken care of. They don't feel comfortable being taken care of. You know what I'm saying? They, you know what I'm saying? They'll allow a nigga to do so much for them and to do, you know, certain shit. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they've been hustling and independent for so long. Like, them sitting down to just sit down for the sake of a nigga doesn't register with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when you see goddamn, that's all she know, you gonna know that before she you get a break.
Know what you're getting into.
That's all she knows, so.
You know what you're getting into.
If you know goddamn, she independent, she wanna do her own thing, facts. How you gonna be mad that she wanna go back and get her money?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't even, you knew you could handle that before you tried to handle
it. Exactly. King.
King.
You know you can handle that, King.
Big facts.
Why would you even try
it? Yeah.
If I sign up for that, fall in love with a stripper, all that shit, hey, baby, whatever come with that, come with that.
That's it.
I can't change you. Unless you want to change, I can help you change. But you want to stay that way, because I'm going to stay my way.
Mm-hmm. It's like a woman dating a criminal or something, or whatever, right? You know what come with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to know what come
with
it.
How you going to think, because you deeply in love with me now, I'm going to goddamn go do some, be a fireman.
Right. It ain't going to happen like that. Unless y'all discussed it, and that's the plan.
Yeah, but even discussions go astray.
They can.
But if you send a line saying, like, I want to be a fireman.
Right.
She going to expect one day you to be a fireman.
If I ever have a kid, I'm going to be a fireman. And then you don't live up to that, then your word ain't shit.
But if I'm telling you, that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or if I ain't tell you nothing, how you expect for something? Like I always say, if you meet me and I smoke cigarettes, right, and you be like, you love me, but you fuck with me, but you think you hate cigarettes.
This is a big facts analogy. We've used this so many times.
Yeah, but you hate cigarettes.
Yeah.
You thinking because we falling in love, it's going to eventually stop? No. I'm going to keep smoking.
You got a hot box in the car.
Yeah, I'm going to keep smoking these motherfuckers. Then don't make me feel comfortable. I'm nicking and I got to goddamn run down the street like I'm going to the store to smoke a cigarette. Yeah. Damn.
That shit gonna fuck up the whole household.
Real shit. Because you're trying to change a person, bro.
You can't change a grown person.
It's like Tasha and Ghost and Power.
You can only make them be fake around you. That's it.
Yeah. And then that shit is still gonna fuck up the household.
Because you're gonna feel it.
It's Tasha and Ghost and Power. So Ghost wants to go legit. And Tasha like, hell no, you sell drugs, nigga. Like, that's what our discussion was.
That's a different way to look at it, but yeah. That's what
I expect. I expect you to sell drugs. I don't expect you to be a club owner. Like, you feel
she
me?
She was just crazy.
No, she, for sure.
We trying to go
that
for
that bitch was retarded.
For sure. Right. But there's women that think like that. There's women that won't want you to.
Want you for what they fell in love with you for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Want you for what drove
not exciting
you.
Enough no more.
Yeah.
Shit like that. So that's basically what it come down to. But the answer to the question is do you, dog? Queen.
Queen.
Do you, queen?
Do you, queen?
What else are everybody buying Big Facts Friday? OG Shante. Oh, you got something to say?
No.
Put the camera on OG Shante. She has something to say.
No,
what are we talking about? No shyness on Big Facts Fridays.
No, no, we don't.
No pun intended, shy.
I thought you
got someone in mind, shy?
Do you give your less talented friends the same opportunities that you give your talented friends?
For real.
What you mean?
I don't have no talented friends. Like, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Damn. Just go to work. Like, for example, like you got. I think that would be no talented
friends. He's talented. I hope.
I think. Honestly, like that would be. That would be sheer stupidity on your part, because if you know already, like, from the jump that the person is less talented and you're just trying to give them an equal opportunity as a more talented person just because they're your friend, then whatever the opportunity is that you're trying to give them, you're going to fuck yourself in the end, because you already know that these people aren't qualified to do whatever it is that you're trying to get them to do.
See, I look at it a little different.
Me too.
Because you can really teach them too, just because they're not talented or
but
they
see,
don't
what
know
are we
something.
Talking about, though? Because we didn't, you said an opportunity, not some shit where you're gonna have time to teach them.
Guess
or whatever.
We'll just,
like,
equate it back to rappers. Yeah, so, like, if it's a less talented rapper friend of yours and a more talented rapper friend of yours, do you give them
you
the
can't
same?
Really say rap.
You can't
I
say rapper because
we
that's talent.
Yeah, you can't say rapper.
Yeah, because
that's
talent.
Talent.
No, well, I mean, like, that's like.
Okay, so
I was thinking about
talent,
like work or skill.
Like,
what
a
are we
skill.
Talking about?
Like, okay,
rap is a talent. You go to a talent
but
show.
But that's what I'm saying is the question about talent or
I got
skill.
One. I got
talent
it.
And skill are.
Because talent is a matter of opinion. Skill is a proven process.
Fact. Big fact, Jay.
That is a fact.
And snap.
That's what. Oh, yeah. He did that one.
Yeah, like skills. Now, do you give the person, your friend that has less skills than this person more? No.
No, absolutely impossible. Not.
How am I gonna give you more opportunity than a person that has better skills?
Right.
But if both of y'all just have talent, we can't. You know what I'm saying? We can't decipher that.
My better mechanic friend.
But that's just like if I need something fixed on my car.
That's what I was about to say.
I'm gonna call my friend that's a welder. I'm not gonna call my friend that fucking just knows how to use a blowtorch.
Exactly.
I mean, that is true. But okay, let's put it to like we starting a business, right? Mm-hmm. You starting a business, big facts, right? And then you have some of your cousins or some of your best friends or your dogs around. One person you know can do a whole bunch of shit. One person you know can't really do something. I mean, can't do a lot of shit. Would you still bring that person that can't do a lot of shit in? Or do you be like,
yeah, I'm going to bring them in, but I'm not going to put them in a position to where it's
I would put
too
the
much
nigga
to handle.
Know what they doing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. For sure. But he got to, everybody should respect that, though.
Yeah.
They should. But again, there's some people that'll feel away.
Yeah, because you're my friend. I'm going to make you CEO of the company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't know shit.
Exactly.
Fuck out of
here. I've dealt with that.
That's
entitlement. I've dealt with that with, like,
my friend.
Graphic
that's
design shit.
Yeah,
graphic
my
design
friend.
Shit
yeah.
before. Like,
that's
bro, that ain't
out.
It. But I'm your dog, bro. Trying to do this shit. But I want you to get better. I want
oh,
you to
shit.
Get... I want you to get better at graphic design. I want you to get better at graphic design and do this shit. I do. I want
to
fuck with you, but I can't because I'm operating on this level. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be successful. That ain't going to help me be successful. That shit don't look good.
Yeah.
I think that's a real friend that'll tell you what your skill or your talent you need to get better.
Right.
I think that's what should happen.
Instead of trying to goddamn go with that shit boo-boo.
Mm-hmm. And then the business might not thrive no way because you got
you
the wrong people.
You
got
to keep it real with your friends
you
and yourself.
To. Yes, for sure.
That's a big fact.
Yeah. So tell your dog if your dog shit whack.
I still give him an opportunity though.
Yeah, I was gonna
to
say,
do
still
something.
Fuck with
him, to
though.
Do something.
Yeah,
but you not gonna have a nigga make a whack ass flyer for the shit show and just run with it.
No,
you not gonna do it. You gonna go to the nigga that make the five flyer because it's your brand and your
facts.
Business.
Facts.
Exactly. So, dog.
But I will send him that. Like, you need to get on this level
for sure.
Mm.
This is the
like,
standard.
This is what Big Facts looking for. This is what the shit show looking for.
Exactly.
This, like, look.
This is the standard.
Till you get there, then if you get there, and you my friend, and this not my friend, then you got the job.
Yeah, for right, sure.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Absolutely. That's how they do it in corporations and shit.
That's when the entitlement kicks in, when you can actively fill the position.
Mm-hmm.
Then you deserve all of the shit that comes with that. But if you can't fucking live up to the standard of what we're already doing, then, like, no. You got to just hold it in a role until you get better.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But don't be the book. There's some people that's... Go ahead.
It's the same thing as being a sixth man on a basketball team.
Mm.
Like, shit. How you feel like you're supposed to start over LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you got talent, but you ain't got as much talent as LeBron.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to accept your sixth man role.
Mm.
But you come in that motherfucker, somebody fuck around and fuck up, and then goddamn shit, and you come in, when you get your chance, you prove that, nah, he's supposed to be in the gang. Or another team gonna come get you when you get your chance to show what you do. You see what I'm saying? It's just all when you get your time, you just gotta show up.
Yeah. Big facts. Like the Fridays podcast.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction time.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what else are you talking about? Because we on the roll today. So what are we doing?
Let's do one more, Jay. What you got? What we doing, Jay? What we doing, Jai? What we doing? www.bigfactspod.com. Always fuck with us. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it for the culture.
Merch. Go get that merch.
Merch. We got merch. More on the way.
Big Fat Live is coming.
Big Facts Live is coming. Bigger than ever. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Revolt, Black Effect. Check us out there. Wednesdays, Thursdays, all that shit. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, every day. Shit. They said we're doing this shit every day.
Yeah,
we're going to figure out something for Sunday, too.
Blood is market, man.
So here's my question. Do y'all want to talk about this whole AB situation, or y'all want to, like, stay off of that?
Hey, we ain't doing no gossip.
Yeah,
we might just do a ping. Who is
that? Yeah, shouts to AB. Shouts to Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Shouts to him.
Oh, the football nigga. What are you talking about? What happened?
When he walked off the field,
and he said that.
I thought you saying like somebody with some
drama, relationship drama.
No. You know the team said that, you know, he just went on a rant. Tom Brady was very diplomatic about it. And, you know, said some nice things about him, but the coach, you know, kind of just like brushed it off or whatever. But the team said that, you know, he went on a rant and just walked off the field. he said that they were trying to get him to play on an injured foot that had like broken bone fragments. That's what you
fragment. Did talking about last time. We talked about this.
Mm, yeah, but okay. So you talking about the
we
developments.
We talked about this already?
Yeah, we did. But I'm saying you talking about the developments this week with him hanging out with Kanye and music and all that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he living, I think
they played with dude, right? He said he felt like they was trying to
because
put him out there and fuck up and fuck his bones up or something, right?
Yeah.
That too.
That's what he was saying,
but
right?
He was facing the possibility of being permanently injured also.
Right. They was trying to get him to play injured. That's the biggest thing. Because he was going to get the bonus. He was
close
to
hard,
him.
Though, right?
No, he hard. Yeah. They wanted him to go play, so that part of it don't make sense. They like, nigga, get out there and play so you can get your bonus. Injured. But he like, my ankle really fucked up.
So
like,
he looking at a conspiracy like, y'all trying to fuck me up.
They basically said, if you don't get out there and play, we don't know. So he was like, what the fuck you mean you don't know? Shit, I don't know. So he quit. But he's saying that at the moment where they told him to go out there and play, acted funny with him, then they basically kind of let him go, was going to bench him anyway. He won't get his money. So he said, fuck it, and he walked off, and he left. Now, the cool thing that he doing now is kicking it with Kanye, kicking it with all the people. He put out a rap song, you know what I'm saying? And he just living his life like, fuck y'all. But he said he going to get surgery and get back, and he'll be open to playing next year. But I don't know if anybody going to fuck with him.
No. Why not? Somebody fuck with him.
You think so?
He already got four strikes.
He cussed out one coach. He lost it on.
Tom Brady got him back.
Tom Brady was his
out to get him on the
Tom Brady's attitude.
Yeah, this is full strike.
Shit, they come with it though. If he fight though, somebody fuck.
I feel like that too. I feel like his talent. Because how many fuck ups have gotten multiple chances?
What about T.O.
Right, that's what I was just going
to
say.
Ocho, C.O. Them niggas.
AB, but when they get tired of it, they get tired of it.
Yeah, but AB.
What is some coaches?
The coach called him a fucking cracker. So crazy.
But how many teams in the league?
Yeah, but like the same thing with Kaepernick.
Right.
When they out you out the league, they out you. So he was already outed. The only nigga that could get him back in the league powerful enough was Tom Brady. Right. Wasn't nobody fucking with him?
I mean, he did.
And Tom Brady did it. Come to my house, let's chop it up.
But I think now, like with it coming out that the reason that he did what he did was because of
his
injury.
Give a fuck. The reason Colin Kaepernick nailed was because black folks are getting killed by cops. They ain't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, I said they think he making up an excuse. They not listening.
Like, you just a problem.
Yeah, you just a problem. Now you saying something about your ankle.
Yeah, now you trying to cover it up type shit. Basically.
Right.
Yeah, but he said that the coach told him, you either go out there or you out of here. And he felt like, well, that, he told me I'm out of here, so he fired me, basically.
But out of how many teams in the NFL again? 30-something. Like
30-something.
Out of 30-something teams, I think it's one coach.
He already been through five teams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what we saying. He been getting kicked out this shit.
Damn.
The Steelers, the Patriots, but the shit,
with Kanye.
Bucks.
Kanye can get that same money goddamn for a rap.
That's why he kicking it with Kanye.
The same shit, man.
I think there's still hope for AB.
That's my favorite receiver. That's my nigga. Come to Big Facts, dog. That's my nigga. I just think that you get in a certain space where they will blackball you.
Oh God.
You know what I'm saying? If they don't want to deal with you, they will blackball you. And I think he done got in that space. Not that he tried to. He just being himself. He a Florida nigga, a real Florida nigga. This is how I act. This is where I'm from. This is how I think. But they on some, oh, he's a nutcase. He's a this and this. Now, he did walk off in the middle of the game.
He threw the jersey.
Bro, I got to set the tone.
He could have
set the tone.
Him taking the jersey off, they're about to sell that as an NFT for almost $2 million.
I believe it.
This fuck you now, fuck you now.
He should have never came back with no explanation about my foot and all of that. If you went through all of that to take your jersey off, throw it in the crowd. If it's fuck you, it's fuck you.
That's
stand
real
on that.
That's real.
Nah, but he trying to make people like
understand.
Us see, understand that
I'm not crazy.
I ain't just crazy, bro. These folk trying.
But you already
but
that make it look like you trying to cover something up.
Right.
No, but what they said, they also said, in an article that I was reading, is that like the people behind the scenes and like the other players and shit, they know what's going on. They just can't speak on it because it would place them in jeopardy.
That's how they feed their families. That's why Tom Brady was like, hey man, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. God bless them.
But they know that it's like some bullshit in the game.
In sports, if you getting paid millions of dollars, they expect you to play fucked up. It ain't in black and white, but they expect you to play fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of it. people done been out there damn near. Remember they used to have concussions and pass out and then get right back in the game and then all them niggas won right later? Like, that's just sport.
But you got to ask yourself, why he even show up anyway then?
You gotta dress up.
Let me tell you why he showed. Let me tell you why he showed up. Yeah, because like, he had other shit going on. Remember, he got hurt, missed a couple games. Then they caught him with a fake COVID card,
right?
And they banned him for 3-4 games.
What? Right? Oh, come on.
He had a fake COVID card.
His chef told on him.
Oh, that's that's little bro.
So he like, I'm gonna go play, or I'm gonna get fired anyway because I got a bunch of bullshit going on. I don't talk to bro. We don't got the Super Bowl. Brady was like, look, we gonna get the Super Bowl, get his money. All you gotta do is just be cool. That's how they looking at it.
Everybody ain't going for everything. He might just be one of them niggas like that.
He that type.
And then you know when once you get that over your head when you start doing shit, then you do have niggas trying to tell on you about COVID cards. Cause you already, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, the niggas in that shit probably got fake COVID cards.
He's in that space.
He just got to.
That's why I'm saying
just watching him.
He's in that fucked up space. To where it might not be in his best interest to play. It done happened before. It's like Iverson in the NBA. He done got in a space where it ain't really comfortable. We know he could have still went out there and bust ass, but it came to a point where it's like, man, this shit probably not gonna work out.
He took the jersey off and all that. He probably done accepted it. Like, fuck y'all.
He did.
That's what it sounds like.
He took it and threw it.
That's what he sound like. You know what I'm saying?
Frisbee, man, shout out to AB, man.
Shout out to AB.
Yeah, I feel like it's all right. Severely misunderstood. Like, he got a lot going on, and he might have like some complications from the CTE shit. You never know, because that shit is nothing to play with.
Yeah.
It's a very, very serious thing. Said, but I just feel like it's more to this whole entire story than anyone knows and anyone will ever find out.
But it's like, man, niggas have to goddamn come in front of the people and put on this face. You never know what's going on with a nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So when you get me to that point and then I act out, it's like I'm tripping. But shit, I've been suppressing this shit so long, but it made me do this.
Yeah. In his interviews, from his interviews that I watched, he said, I do not have CT. I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just how I perceive shit. And I perceive this shit like basically the Tampa Bay and the Tom Brady thing. Because he took some shots at Brady, too. Like, everybody kind of turned their back on me. But I'm really fucked up. Like, my leg is really fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's how he looks at it. So his way of reacting to shit, that's why I always tell people, you can't control how somebody react to some shit. That ain't fair. Everybody in here going to react different way to different things.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So in that respect, you shouldn't be making nobody play fucked up. But you do got to understand, when you're making millions of dollars, they going to expect you to play fucked up.
Exactly.
Nah, for sure. But some niggas just always need somebody in the middle of them.
That too.
Yeah.
That's what it is, bro.
Like, I think his agent quit on him too.
Yeah, some niggas just need somebody always to speak for them, like a PR or something, because when you come out and
say, they say it wrong. They don't know what to say.
They say it wrong. They say what they feel.
Say, they right. Don't know.
And it be took is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, taken wrong. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's like you can, cause how I feel is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a, like how Tom Brady them y'all say they like they bagging up. They ain't like they probably bagging up. It's like, bro, if I say how I feel, I'm gonna be in the same shoes you in.
Tom Brady said that on LeBron podcast too. He said, if I said what everything I wanted to say, my career would have been different. Fact. Endorsements, all that shit. So Tom Brady just look at you and bullshit you with his answers, cause he's gonna prioritize his money and his brand.
Facts.
But AB don't give a fuck.
So yeah, though I say some people stand on goddamn fuck all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll crash out right now.
He didn't say I'm one of them. Cause I go back and forth with the piece of people. I want to be respected.
Oh yeah.
He used to get mad. Like, you just want to go through. No. Like,
but I'm now when I hear is it who's over you? That means get up and go get on your phone. Who's over you? Is your manager here? No, I'm finna walk out. I'm not gonna be sitting here while OG Shantae. She's gonna get y'all the business. But she gonna hold back a little bit because I'm seeing she thinking I'm taking the purse. Right. I'm gonna get out your way. Now I get out your way. Handle your business.
Yeah.
I just keep walking back, looking over there. Said, so she just walk on these people.
You just get out the way.
Yeah, I'm just getting out the way. Handle your business.
Damn, but he used to perceive it as if, because he looking at what we go through. And I'm like, no. It's just who I am. Like,
right is right and wrong is wrong.
Right is right, wrong is wrong. Period. Take you out of it.
Because
me and you arguing and fussing, that ain't why I'm talking to them like this. It's just who I am.
Mm.
But he used to take it wrong.
Like, I'm just a nigga problem. That supposed to blame my problem. Food and it's cold. And it's cold a little bit, I gonna eat it.
Me too.
Me too.
Because I've been in a restaurant, I know when they go back there to fix it, I know what's going on.
Yeah. You wanna talk to corporate.
Not corporate.
Yeah, manager. I feel on that too. I just don't want to stick around and eat the food.
Yeah, when I do, when I go there and do that, that's take it there, yeah. I don't even want no more food.
Nah, yeah, exactly.
Like, so I don't work at a restaurant. I already know. I don't work at a restaurant.
No, but my point was me being a problem. You know, he used to be like, you're a problem. No, I'm not a problem. I'm just one of those ones that will speak up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A woman gonna handle it different, though. A woman don't always handle it different. Like, they gonna... Especially with the food and the restaurant shit and certain things. Especially with, it'd be weird if it's like a woman and a woman, like a woman server, and then they get into it, then you definitely got to step away because they got some woman shit going on that we can't understand. They don't look at each other a certain way. They don't size each other up. And like, this is deep. This is woman into it. This is woman shit.
I've seen many a fight go down in a restaurant between two women and a lady.
It's some other shit going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that should be different. But in brighter news, did you guys know that Maya Angelou is going to be the first Black woman featured on The Quarter?
Yep.
That's for sure. See, yes. I don't be knowing what the
Harriet Tubman shit. We still waiting on that for the $20 bill, but The Quarter shit is already done.
With they start Maya mailing them out in February, don't they?
Quarter.
Yeah, the shit fucked up.
It ain't fucked up.
Right, it fucked up. Quarter putting on a bill.
The Harriet Tubman shit was supposed to.
Anybody
ain't
got a quarter in their pocket? Like,
thank you. Change is really going out of existence.
I ain't got no quarter.
They be having shortages on change. They don't even.
So now y'all, when they trying to pull change out of existence, now y'all put on them.
Yeah, y'all should just make a new bill. That's a whole other episode, bro. $3, $4, $7 bills.
Yeah, just make another bill. $1,000 bill.
Something. I ain't got no quarter.
That is true. Quarter being a little change.
Nobody ain't got no quarter. You got a quarter, bro. Anyway, I got a quarter.
I got a quarter.
Where? Show it to us.
It's in my car.
It's in your car. It ain't in here. Hey, that's another edition of Big Facts Fridays. Make sure you check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.